the Upside Down Rock Show with me, Doris Brendel, on Hard Rock Hell Radio. Come and join me. So you're no good for me, and I'm nowhere to be true. Welcome to the Upside Down Show with me, Doris Brendel. That was Five Finger Death Punch. For the second time, I've started the show with Five Finger Death Punch. That track was called Walk Away, the 2025 version. And that was the third track of their most recent album that I've played. I think it's really good. There's some really good stuff on it. So what are we doing today? Yep, we are going back to the lockdown files. And Lee and I are having a chat about parties and pets.
We bought a baby iguana when I was a kid.
What?
We had an iguana, and it got so big that we had to we put it in a wardrobe. We put a wardrobe down on its side, and we had the wardrobe front, and I put a window in it with some Perspex.
Yeah.
And it stayed in the wardrobe. I think it was my older brother's 21st birthday, my parents had gone away. I mean, if you're a parent, you should never go away when your kids when your kids are having a birthday. So we bought all this. It was quite a funny party, actually, because we'd bought one of his best friend owned this, was Italian, and owned this big nursery for cucumbers. And they used to cover the cucumbers in this plastic stuff. So they bought round this massive roll of plastic, and it was basically a little bit like, what's the stuff you put over bowls? Like cling film, it was.
Cling film, yeah.
Yeah, and they basically got this massive roll of cling film and cling filmed the whole of the inside of our house. Up to the ceiling, so that you could do anything you wanted to, apart from smoke and set fire to it. But spill beer all over the floor, do whatever you want, and the whole house got completely protected. Right?
Wow!
So they did the whole of the house, and there was a DJ and everything. It was going bananas with bands. It was awesome, right? And everyone was just such a good party.
Except the iguana, which probably suffocated.
No, well, pre the iguana. Go back to the iguana story. So about a week before the iguana, someone left the door open. Right, and the iguana got out. Right,
oh,
but
no.
We thought, but the iguana was pretty big. I mean, it was as big as a small dog, if not a little bit bigger. You know,
yeah.
Including the tail, you know, the length of it. But we could we find it? We could not find the iguana anywhere.
No.
But it was quite friendly. It was, you know, it was a good pet. But well, anyway, so no idea where it was. Anyway, it was at this party, and they got a band playing in one room and a DJ playing in another room. You can imagine how noisy it is.
Oh my gosh!
And no joke. Everybody heard this blood-curdling scream that was like someone was getting attacked or was dying. It was so scary. So the band stopped playing and the DJ stopped playing, and everybody literally ran upstairs as fast as they could.
Yeah, my God, what's happened?
Yeah, what's happened? And it was coming from the toilet, inside the toilet. So we managed to break the door down in the toilet, and there was a girl called Saffron was literally cowering in the corner. And the iguana, right? And it was a tiny little. There was a tiny, you know, like in the bath front. So you got a plastic bath front, right?
Yeah.
Well, it had a cut down it.
Yeah.
And the iguana had opened the cut up and it was hiding behind the bath. Right?
Amazing.
So
yes.
She was on the toilet, and I mean, I know this doesn't sound scary, but you can imagine it. You're a bit drunk.
Yeah, no.
And someone's
if you're
out,
not
and you're on the toilet,
it.
And a sodding great big lizard comes out from behind the bath. I mean, she absolutely had a fit. She was shaking. I know, because I got in there and I was like, "What? Hey, you found the iguana! Excellent!" The iguana.
That's so funny.
But she absolutely was in bits. She had to have a stiff drink to get over the iguana coming out from the bath,
oh my
panel.
God.
So yeah, that was a weird place to find a pet.
Yeah, really. I did when I first moved into this house. I've been here for like over 30 years, and I had some wild parties initially, and one a year.
Yeah.
But I remember the first party we had. Another fish tank with about three of my fish went missing.
Where?
Don't know. Mate, the place was full. It was like a triple birthday party. Well. No, the first one was a housewarming, and then the second one was a triple birthday party. So there was always like loads of people I didn't really know, you know. Mm. And oh God, I mean, the downstairs toilet, and that's before I had a carpet or anything and was redone. There was one girl who already had three kids, and she shagged three people in that toilet.
What?
In at one night?
In one night during one party, and I just thought, wow, that's
three different people.
Yeah. Three different people, and she had three kids that, I don't know, I'd hope weren't left home alone. And so, yeah, they were all people I didn't know, you know, just people here, there's a party.
Wow.
And I mean, my house isn't the easiest to get to, but yeah, it was absolutely nuts. And three fish went missing, and...
What?
I reckon it was that woman.
Would you think she ate a fish for every shag or something?
I reckon she was shagging three men. There's no reason why she wouldn't try a fish.
What?
God. Yeah. Oh, that's just... Oh, no.
Well, you know.
I've got a horrible picture.
Dip them back in the toilet bowl to keep them alive when they're exhausted.
What?
Oh, God. But, I had some strange parties, strange people.
I must admit, I've never had anyone steal my fish before.
Yeah, no, three had just been. I think somebody went, I'm going to eat a fish, I'm going to eat goldfish. And then somebody went, we'll both eat goldfish. Like 3, 2, 1.
You reckon?
Yeah.
It's a magician that does that, doesn't he? He swallows goldfish and then he regurgitates them and puts them back in
the
throat. Have you seen that?
That's it. Maybe they were trying to do that. Going,
yeah, maybe.
I'm going to see if I can swallow this goldfish and then regurgitate
it. Back up again.
Well, it wasn't successful, I can tell you that.
No, I can well imagine.
Okay.
and you're down on month and you're down on year. When you're down on month and you're down on year. When you're down on month and you're down on year. Bad time to say that enough is enough. Cause at the end of the
you took away our homes.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Forced us overseas to face the world alone.
Whoa, whoa.
While you take and you take and you take till there's nothing left. But we'll never forgive and we'll never forget.
Now there's whiskey in my bottle and there's fire in my heart. Returning across the ocean like a demon in the dark. We're gonna make a stand, we're gonna fight for what is ours. There's whiskey in my bottle and there's fire in my heart.
While we struggled with nothing, we bled and we burnt.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
And we fought on our hands and our knees in the dirt. And some friends we lost along the way, yeah. But we'll take their memories to our grave.
Now there's whiskey in my bottle and there's fire in my heart. Returning across the ocean like a demon in the dark. We're gonna make a stand, we're gonna fight for what is ours. There's whiskey in my bottle and there's fire in my heart.
My bottle and there's fire in my heart. The light across the ocean like a beacon in the dark. We're gonna hit the shore and then we'll take back what is ours. There's moonlight on the blade that's going straight into your heart. Your
there's whiskey in my bottle and there's fire in my heart. Returning across the ocean like a demon in the dark. We're gonna make a stand, we're gonna fight for what is ours. There's whiskey in my bottle and there's fire in my heart. There's whiskey in my bottle and there's fire in my heart. There's whiskey in my bottle and there's fire in my heart. There's whiskey in my bottle and there's fire in my heart. There's whiskey in my bottle and there's fire in my heart.
Woo, we're having a high energy start to today's show. That was from Sydney, Australia, the band Avalanche. Bit of hard rock punk, Down for the Count. And the one you just heard from Cardiff. What a fun track that was. Celtic folk punk. The band is called No Murder, No Moustache. And that was A Demon in the Dark. Enjoyed that a lot. Great fun. Right, we are going back to the lockdown files. And we're having a little chat about Bonkers Conkers.
I've been playing Conkers this week.
Have you?
Yeah, so it's the Conkers. Yeah, so my daughter asked me what the Conkers were for. I can't believe this, right? Kids these days are not allowed to play Conkers.
They're not allowed to play Conkers. Even I played Conkers, and I was quite risk averse.
No, they're not allowed to play Conkers because all the fingers. Kids get hurt and fingers and get bits of conker in your eye and all that malarkey. And I'm like, what? So anyway, my daughter said, someone said at school that we could play conkers, but I don't know what it is. And I was like, well, I'm not having any of my kids not knowing what conkers is. So we went conker hunting and picked up, I don't know, a whole bag of conkers and brought them back. And I taught my kids how to play conkers. So every morning before school, we've been underneath the conker tree. There's a conker tree on the way to school. We go and find a couple and then, you know, skewer them and play a game of conkers. And all the kids walk past in awe going, look, they're allowed to play conkers. And one of the parents come up to me, right, while I'm playing conkers, right, and said, You shouldn't be playing that, really, because it's not allowed.
What?
And I'm like, I was so stunned, right? Yes. Normally, I've got something to say straight away.
Where were you?
Oh, just outside. Just not in school. Not anywhere else. On the way to school, there's a conker tree, so we'd pick some conkers up and we were playing
on the way to
school, right?
Yes.
So I'm in the public. I'm not at school, nothing else.
Out in public,
And a parent came up to me and she said to me, you shouldn't be playing that. It's health and safety, and walk past.
What?
And I thought to myself, Colleen,
who the fuck are you?
Of course, but there's kids around, you know what I mean? But basically, that's exactly what I wanted to say. And I think that's the why that I thought to myself, you can't say that. You should say, and I couldn't think of anything. And by that time, she walked off. And I thought to myself, oh, God, that frustrated me for the whole day. I was so pissed off that I didn't say to her,
I get that.
The fuck's it got to do with you, what I'm doing out here? Piss off.
What?
But it really got my goat.
It's safer than horse riding or skiing, you know.
It's a game of bloody conkers. I mean, blimey.
But this is it. Just, you know, if somebody says that to you and you don't want to swear, just say, it's safer than horse riding or skiing. Should we ban that as well?
No, I'm just going to teach my daughter how to shoot machine guns outside on the way to school. See what anyone says then. So is this all right? This will be all right, won't it?
See
what you say then.
No, I'm just thinking of shooting. Yes.
Yeah, the world's got a bit mad. I preferred it when he used to line kids up and jump over.
It's because, I can understand. I can understand schools doing it because everything's getting more litigious, you know? And so if they're going to, if people are going to start taking them to court, they're going to go, we can't because we've got the money. But parents should be allowed to make those choices. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, I was going to put on my, because in the town and the village that they go to school in, they have a little group that's online, and I was going to start up a conker club. Before school conker club, you see. Turn up at 8 o'clock. At your own risk, turn up at 8 o'clock, bring your crash helmet and your eye protection if you want, or just go bare, who cares, and we'll have a big conker fight. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
got to take a picture, could I be going crazy? Got to take a picture, do you know that I'm not crazy? Got to take a picture, could I be going crazy, 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 crazy?
Well, here is where endlessly ends you.
Died of poison, but came back sometime. man with a poncho.
So that was Nothing Speaks from Edinburgh. Bit of heavy rock grunge. The track is called I Just Want to Die. Nice and cheerful. And followed on by, yes, it was myself and Lee Dunham from our Pigs Might Fly album, a track called Ghost. And the one you just heard, Electric Boys from Sweden. Bit of funk metal. The track is Head Honcho. Again, it's one of those bands I find a lot of fun, and I will be playing a few more tracks from their album in the coming weeks. Right, time to get back to the lockdown files. And are you an adrenaline junkie?
Life isn't totally risk averse, is it?
Of course it ain't. No, not at
what?
All.
And also, I mean, it must be, if you never have never had that fear of risk, it must be really hard to cope with stress when you grow up.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean? I think you do have to experience a bit of that just to toughen yourself up.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I don't know quite whether the younger generation, I'm talking about, you know, the kids that are growing up now between 15, I'm not quite sure whether or not they have risk as much as, well, they definitely didn't have risk as much as we did when we were kids, nowhere near. But I wonder how much risk they actually are adverse to during their life, even. You know, because I don't think
But personality obviously plays a big part of that, because, you know, the more psychopathic you are, the less frightened you are naturally of dangers.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying you have to be a psychopath to be, you know, but I'm just saying there's a scale, you know. Yeah. I'm very risk averse. I don't like risking myself. But my parents were very much like that as well. And they never really did any sports. I mean, all the sports that I did, I went off and did on my own.
Yeah.
Like horse riding, like ice skating, like riding my bike, you know, these are all things that I just went off and did on my own.
Yeah.
But I'm quite, generally speaking, I'm quite a risk-averse person.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I'm not I think you have to have a certain amount of, I don't know, something lacking that you feel like you need to fill, I think.
I mean, I have met a few people who are very much adrenaline risk junkies.
Yeah, junkies, yeah.
You know, that always have to push it that little bit further. Yeah. And more often than not, the people that I've known who are like that end up with two broken legs in a cast because they've done, you know, massive ski jump or something, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And they do, a lot of the time, do end up hurting themselves quite badly. And I think, well, that's kind of why I don't do it, you know, because I don't want that bit.
it does end up like that. Yeah, definitely. It's stupidity, really. I mean, if the internet's full of it. My Facebook pages are full of people just doing some stupid shit that you think to yourself, why would you even do that? It's not even risky. It's just stupidity. It's absolutely stupid. Why would you try and do that?
I think it's a combination now with social media. It's a combination of clicks.
Yeah.
You see kids, kids have different ways of making friends, you know, from an early age, and you can kind of see what they're going to develop into a lot of the time. And you get the kids that try and buy their friendships and go, look, I've got a
computer or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Or you know, my dad's got a nice car than yours or whatever. And you try and buy your friends with stuff.
Yeah.
And it seems some kids are naturally like that. And I think, again, it's how you, it's like there's a pecking order of friendships, of status and so on. And I think if you can do stuff that's more dangerous than others, that is another way of trying to get yourself in a good placing in the pecking order.
Yeah, I think you're right as well. Yeah. Somehow that's a human thing. Maybe that was, you know. You'd definitely be a gladiator back in the day, wouldn't you?
Well, listen, if you're in a war, if you're being threatened, if you think that your house might get attacked, invite any psychopaths, you know. They're really good people to have on your side when the shit hits the fan, because they're the people who are going to go out and attack somebody with a spade.
Yeah.
If they feel threatened, because their fear levels are like loads less than your average person.
Yeah,
they're also not somebody you can rely on. I mean, they're not somebody. They're somebody. Psychopaths will sell you out, and they've got massive sense of self-preservation, but they have far less fear.
Lights out, you are my demons. Coming at me, raging and screaming. Rushing in, it's pure madness. From the wicked blackness, trying to tear me to pieces. Oh, I'll stand my ground, I'll stare them down. Stare them down. I'll breathe the dark. I'll be the spark. In a battle for the light, ready for the fight. I'll breathe the dark. Game on, won't be defeated. Nothing's breaking my spirit. Got victory deep in my bones, and a future full of hope. Standing, never retreating.
was the very atmospheric Nephthysis from Albuquerque, New Mexico, Brave the Dark with some sort of heavy cinematic horror. And the track you just heard, yep, that was Danko Jones, just a good old bit of high energy hard rock. Danko Jones is from Toronto, and the track is Gonna Let It Go from the Leo Rising album. I just want to quickly mention a gig we've got this week on Saturday, the 21st of March, in Chipperfield, which is Hertfordshire's St. Paul's Parish Room. We're doing an acoustic and unplugged show. Please come and join us. Grab a ticket. Support us from iClaudio, who is absolutely fabulous and fun and lovely and writes the most wonderful songs. So we hope to see you there. Now, for the last time, we're going back to the lockdown files. And it's all a bit psychotic.
I don't think I know any psychopaths, except for you.
I'm not going to name him, just in case he's listening, but I had a big fan.
Did you?
For ages. You have met him. You have met him.
Oh, yes, I know who you mean, yeah.
He did a lot of risk stuff. He did a lot of, like, I'm going bungee jumping and I'm jumping out of a plane and I'm, you know, and he was always trying to impress everyone with stuff like that. And I think he was a bit of a psychopath.
You reckon?
Yeah. There were a lot of signs. And that's why I thought, I just want to stay as far away from this person as possible.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever let myself get close to anyone that I don't... life's too short to be surrounded by someone that I don't like. I obviously don't like psychopaths. I'd probably know someone.
Well, they don't have a conscience. They don't have a conscience. So you kind of get that feeling where they don't really give a shit about you, which is why they're not good friends. But, like I say, if you're in danger...
Yeah.
They're good people to have on your team.
Uh-huh.
On your team. You know, pick one for the team.
I might start a psychopath hiring agency where you can hire your own psychopath to help you in your troubles.
Yeah.
I think that'll work. I just need to gather up some psychopaths and then I can rent them out.
The psycho agency. Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. If you need
I wonder if somebody's... I've got to Google that. Hang on. Rent a psychopath. I'm just
rent a psychopath.
Yeah.
Oh, is there such a thing? There must be. If not, there's a thing there. I'm gonna make that up myself. Rent a psychopath.
Psycho for hire. Hired agent who is in it for the killing and torturing. Oh.
Oh. Hello.
Well, I don't mean a psychopath is, but not all psychopaths kill people.
No. This one does.
How to hire a psychopath, Financial Times. Because they often do really well at business because they don't mind trampling over everyone else to get what they want.
I was going to say, that was in the Financial Times, was it?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, how not to hire a psychopath is, right, okay. But they tend to do very, psychopaths tend to do very well in business. Not all psychopaths are killers, you know, by a long stretch. But they don't care about other people because they don't have a conscience.
No.
In the same way.
Yeah.
So they don't care about pulling some really dirty tricks that I just couldn't do. I couldn't bankrupt somebody else just to make myself a bit richer. Do you know what I mean? I'd feel really bad about that.
That's it for another week. Thank you so much for your company. I've got time as ever to leave you with a couple of tracks. Tiger from London with a track called Splinter, a bit of psychedelic rock. And from Queens in New York, Ryder with Dare to Dream. Join me again next week. Until then, bye.
left behind.